Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast show number 190, and I'm back!
Yeah.
Oh, that's one half-hearted cheer, I'll take.
Dan's face says it all.
It says, congratulations, Mike, on embarking in a new chapter in your life, but it's good that you're returning to the old one as well to keep us company. And it's nice to be back.
Yeah.
It's not as nice as being on honeymoon in Bali, sunning myself and enjoying other pleasures, but hey... It's the podcast. So
and football's back.
Football's back. And actually, I've got a few anecdotes that we're going to go through quickly. And again, from my time in Bali, because they fucking love football. Everyone you speak to, you tell them from England, first thing they'll say is, you like football? Who just bought? I don't know if they're trying to get tips, but 99% of them also seem to be Man United supporters. Some more genuinely saying it than others. All of them, as soon as you say Man United, they'll go, Rooney. Bit weird.
Yeah.
Few anecdotes up.
Well, it'd be weirder if they shouted like Fabregas.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's really wrong.
First anecdote, possibly my favourite one. Had a driver for the day, taking us to a temple on the way back. Talking about
driver.
It's quite cheap out there.
Posh twat.
It's quite
cheap.
You got a cab.
Yeah, we had a driver for the day. Yeah, it's called a taxi.
No, he's a driver for the day. He took us around a few temples. Nice fella.
You said you don't lead a rich man's lifestyle, but Mike's gone and contracted a really bad case of gout.
And
he thinks
I've got gout. Yeah,
gout.
Yeah, because my ankle hurts a bit. But I like
gout.
But Dr. So this taxi driver talked about football. He's a big Barcelona fan, but he liked English football because he said it was kick and run, all exciting, his words, and Italian football is boring. But he said, because European football's always on, the earliest kick-off's about 11 o'clock at night over there, the latest about 4 in the morning, his wife gets annoyed at him for staying up. And he was saying now he makes an effort to stay up and watch the big teams. So he'll watch MU, as he said, Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea. He said... And these are his exact words. I'm not trying to cause some sort of upset. If it's a small team like Crystal Palace or Tottenham Hotspur, I won't bother. And that's his genuine words.
Fuck does he know?
Gave me a choice.
What is he?
His name was Marday. He's a nice
fella. He's a taxi driver. He knows everything.
Oh, no, he's a private hire driver, chauffeur, please. Second one. He's on a guided tour. In Ubud, which is the art centre, so we went round the rice field with a young girl who was a Manchester United supporter. So she said she introduced me to her friend as being from the football city, but I did think they'd know where Northwich was if I said I was from Northwich, so I just said Manchester.
Right.
And then we went on a walk around one of the local villages, so we saw all the women preparing a feast.
This is not what happened to do with football.
It's getting there, preparing a feast. I'm building a picture.
Right.
Bit of mise-en-scene.
Not interesting. The Premier League starts in
all
a few
the
days.
All the women there preparing for a feast, kids running around in replica AC Milan shirts, bit of football there. Went to this artist's house. A beautiful, intricate artwork. He barely spoke English, but when he said from England, he was like, oh yes, Manchester United, 7-0 versus LA Galaxy, because that had just happened the night before. He got up and watched it. And he kind of, in a sort of pidgin English, said, oh, get my best possession, like his prized possession. So me and Tasha there, looking at the art, comes out, his prized possession. Bear in mind, this is all this beautiful, intricate artwork. It takes weeks to do. A signed picture of former Charlton goalkeeper Sasa Ilić, who's been to visit him a few years ago. Now, what I liked most was, it was like an official picture. So Sasa Ilić clearly walks around with signed photos of him in his Charlton kit.
Did I tell you about the time when...
Alan Partridge.
From Brighton, outside, I must have been about 14, and outside the Odeon Cinema, I was going with a few mates. Watching the latest rom-com, probably. And outside with his Gucci man bag was Chris Eubank handing out signed caricature postcards of himself.
Nice.
Just loitering. Just waiting for anyone to spot him. Anyone to say, oh, hi, Chris. And he'd generously give out two, three, possibly four of these signed postcard caricatures.
Did he have a monocle? He did.
I've had a similar experience with Chris Eubank. All he wants to do is talk about himself. I'd taken Steph out for a birthday lunch, champagne drinks, oysters, the rest of it in Harvey Nicks. And he comes over and starts talking to us.
Yeah.
I had to ask him to leave us alone. We're out for his birthday.
I've seen his 18-wheeler a couple of times in Brighton.
Football.
And the final anecdote, which is actually a game for us that me and Dan devised in the office. So this guy was genuinely a taxi driver, taking me and Tash home after a particularly boozy night. talking about football, he's a Manchester City and Barcelona supporter because they just watch all the football, he can't like that. He said he's making his kids work really odd schools so one day they can pay for him to go to Manchester and watch City. Brilliant. That gave him a bit sick. But as I was getting out of the taxi, he said, you know, when you got in, I thought you were from this country, which I won't say because that's part of the game, because you look so much like this footballer. And the game is, I want to give you a few clues, guess the footballer. Now, the first clue is, just take a guess, Premier League player. So
current playing in current the Premier League.
Current Premier League player, that's clue number one. Jim, you've just arrived. Any guess? Current Premier League player, name any.
I was going to say Kenwyn Jones, but he's not.
Kenwyn Jones, no, it's not Kenwyn Jones. Okay, I'll say current white Premier League player.
Okay, thanks for clearing that one up.
What do you look like?
That I look like.
Who did this taxi driver think?
I would say
like?
Steve Grizovic, but he's retired.
Steve Grizovic retired.
Javier Hernandez.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is who he said.
Really?
He
fucking
said,
serious?
Javier Hernandez. He said
he's got a baby face. That's
he
what,
said I thought I was Mexican because I have Javier Hernandez.
Now, I genuinely.
I don't know Mexican.
Just
I don't
that
know Javier
nowhere.
Hernandez. That is genuinely.
Did you even have that written down?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's that game over.
What was the rest of the clues?
I'm just going to say the position, the fact that he was from team. South America, or Central America.
I'm actually really sorry.
It doesn't matter. I quite like it.
Did the text guy tell you that as you got out of the cab?
Yes.
Yeah. Because if he told you that as you got in, I'd say, right,
did you tip
off.
Him?
Have a taxi driver.
Did you tip him?
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, he just said he looked like a Man United player. Yeah. He probably thumbed him.
Yeah, he said I had very European skin.
Is that what they do in Bali?
Well, you know...
Did you say he said I had very European skin, but he thought I looked like...
European skin?
He meant it in a tan sense, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, I think he was trying to fish for it. Anyway, football's back. I haven't really followed much football because I got back at the weekend and I've moved into a new flat. So I'm going to leave you guys to talk about football league results and all that, and then we'll do a bit of a preview of the Premier League. No, I'll still be here drinking and maybe chipping
in
occasionally.
You brought your sandwiches down with
I brought my sandwich down with
I don't think Hernandez does that. It doesn't go to the pub.
There'll be fucking prawn in there.
And sandwiches.
There's no prawn in there.
Cucumbers?
No. There is corn, but not prawn.
Corn in sandwiches.
Can't beat a bit of corn. Anyway, talk about football.
Okay. You can beat a bit of corn. You can have some meat.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's. Who went to a game on Saturday?
Me.
Yeah.
So three of us. What a fucking great day for a bit of football.
It was a lovely day for a bit.
What a day for a bit of football. That is the most you'll ever have going to a game around this table as well. Three people. It's going to be two most of the time, isn't it?
It's
going to be one
football.
To be fair because you never turn on.
Well, yeah, true. Sure, come every now and again.
You did make it into the stadium, though, didn't you? But you weren't there for the whole game, James.
No, I walked out after when the fourth went in. We conceded three goals in 4 minutes, I think it was, which was fun. So yeah, after the third one went into that, which makes the fourth goal.
Yeah, it makes you want to swear when your team concedes four.
Definitely does. Yeah, right. But they got a win last night, and we started with six players under the age of 21 last night.
Is that the Capital One Cup?
Right.
Mm. Yeah,
Carling
Cup. Carling.
The Worthing Cup.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
The milk.
Alright, there's a question for you. What do you think is the ultimate name for the League Cup? Because I'd say Coca-Cola Cup all day long.
I call it the Carling or Worthington, but that's due to...
Just call it the League Cup.
I don't care who sponsors it.
I think of it as the Coca-Cola Cup.
Yeah.
That's when I was like 40.
I do like the idea of it just being the milk cup, though. Like, just be the bread cup or the eggs cup. Just a general...
Or like the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
that's when the government used to spend so much money on advertising milk. Yeah. Like everyone just thought milk was a brand name.
Exactly.
I actually remember when it was called the milk cup. Anyway.
You remember like 100 odd goals last night in 30 something games.
Yeah, 97 of them were in the Brentford game, weren't they?
12 of them were in the Brentford game.
They were playing and
Rush, 10
right?
penalties as well. What was it, 4-2, so another six penalties as well. So the ball in the back of the net 18 times at Dagenham last night. That is mental.
Someone else, Port Vale scored 6, didn't they?
6-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, well, if you want to go through last night, actually, a lot of big teams went out to smaller opposition last night.
I know, Wolves
out of Brighton.
Going through this, so
Brighton
Bury won. Beat Bolton. Oh, no, Bolton did actually beat Bury in the end. Brighton
good
1-2-0. No, so Burton beat Wigan 2-1.
Scunthorpe beat Blackburn.
Scunthorpe did beat Blackburn.
I can tell you these without looking at them.
Oh, well, what?
Shrewsbury, they won at home against Blackpool.
Yeah.
Wolves lost at home 1-0.
Wolves did lose at home.
We're just listening out results here.
No, but I mean the surprising results.
Where are the games called off so we can say Paul's prediction, home win, like they do on the classifieds?
Unfortunately,
that's
not.
That's pretty much what we're doing.
Yeah. Danny, so we're talking about teams that have gone to bigger opposition and won games.
No, we're just listing results at the moment.
No, no, we're not. We're talking about
Andy's
teams
going down
got then great
and doing, what, doing teams that have got outstanding results.
Would you count Crewe over Barnsley as a giant killing?
That's the whole idea of a cup.
Well, it is.
Smaller teams playing bigger teams and getting the results.
But that's not the whole idea of a cup, Andy.
It is a proper
The magic
of a cup. There's so much wrong with what you just said.
The whole idea of a cup so your hands don't get wet when you're having drinks.
No, it's the magic of the cup, and it's allowing teams from lower leagues to pit their wits against the bigger teams.
Let's just talk about actual, instead of just listing out the results that have happened, actually talk about something that's interesting.
It's got to be great for a lot of these
let's
teams.
Talk about Tottenham and Dan Silva, everyone.
That's fine.
Gareth Bale played last night.
Yeah, Gareth Bale looked good, yeah.
He was fucking brilliant.
I'll tell you what, it has got to be great for some of these teams that I've got through, because they now have the chance to play Premier League opposition. First time since 1995, United are in round two of the league.
Yeah,
anyone's going to want to play them. And to give them hope, last time we were in that round, we lost to York City.
Yeah.
3-0 at Old Trafford. Pat McGibbon got sent
off. Lost to Southend in the third round as well before. The thing is, it's not regionalised anymore. The first round was regionalised, but it's still... still seeded.
Is that where Pat McGroin comes from? From Sky Sports?
No, Pat McGroin is from a... the fact that it sounds like Pat McGroin.
Yeah, but I thought based on Pat McGibbon.
No, it's not based on Pat McGibbon, who played once, got sent off, never appeared again.
Oh. I like the idea of it being based on him. Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah.
You like the idea of Pat McGroin's... Sorry, that was just childish.
Yeah, actually.
But, so great night in the league, but...
Anyway, we won't talk about teams getting great results in the cup.
But what about great results in the league? Because one that did
Fleetwood
stand out. Well, I was going to say Bournemouth.
I was going to say Fleetwood.
Well, we've both said them both now, but I'll say
start off with Bournemouth because of what happened after.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Is it ridiculous given that Robbins has lost six on the bounce, so he lost...
It's not, but then if you're going to do it, and if
you might
do it
before the game.
If you said to the chairman, right, if you lost 5-0 at home in the first game of the season, would you sack the manager? If they turn around and say the answer's yes, then sack him in the fucking summer.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are. If your manager's on one massive result, because it was a massive result, you wouldn't have said Bournemouth to go then, score in the first minute and do like they did. And they missed a penalty as well. Who got the two goals?
Wilson.
Callum Wilson, that they signed from Coventry. He missed a penalty as well, so it could have been worse. Yeah. If you say, right, you're one massive result away from the sack, don't put your trust in him in the summer. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The other thing is that... So Robbins has done all the pre-season with Huddersfield.
He's brought his own players in.
Exactly. So what's that say to the squad? So he's just like formed a new team for the season, and then suddenly anyone he's brought, I don't know who they brought in, by the way, but anyone that he has brought in, they're like, well, fucking hell, what's going on here? That's ridiculous.
Make sure, because there's been arguments in the past, should there be a managerial transfer window, or at least say you've got to wait 6 or 7 games bearing some sort of massive incident like attacking half the team.
That opens up too many
questions.
Should
you have to give a certain amount of games to a manager before you can sack?
It's not a contract. No, I think it poses too many problems. Yeah. I know what you mean, in theory, but...
In practice,
at least you got a game. Some managers have not had a game. Steve Claridge got sacked a nil before he even had a game.
Leroy Bissini got 10 minutes, didn't he?
Torquay,
one of them.
Torquay.
But elsewhere, Wolves got a win over Norwich on their return to the championship. I tell you what, as an outside bet, I wouldn't write out seeing Wolves get promoted this season.
Not that much of an outside bet. They're only about 10 to me.
I didn't realise that Vidra had re-signed for Watford for the season.
Yes, and he scored already. They'll lose Deeney though, and that partnership was a big thing.
Let's see if they do or not.
I think they will. They've made him a new bid already, so I think they're going to get him.
Who is it that's after him?
About 3 or 4 clubs. So I don't know who's actually put the bid in.
Okay.
But I would if it will go somewhere.
I think Watford, that was a big old result. I thought Bolton, I still think Bolton will be a big team this season in terms of the championship. I think they'll be up there in the top six.
Big enough to turn things around.
I think Brighton are going to struggle.
Yeah, I do too.
And that's not first red card of the season went to them.
It wasn't a red card. It's Andrew Crofts, who doesn't really tackle that much anyway, and I don't think it was a red card, but the Sheffield Wednesday goal was an absolute stunner.
Yeah, absolutely. A thunder bastard. It wasn't all, wasn't it?
Goal of the weekend.
Speaking of red cards on the first day of the season, Dale Jennings with the unfortunate record of getting sent off on the opening day 2 years in a row.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2 years in a row, is it?
Yeah, last season.
Leeds had a player sent off last night for what can only be described as a kung fu kick to the face.
Oh, hands and off.
They beat someone 1-0. They sneak past them, but yeah, they had a man sent off. It was his debut as well. It's just ridiculous.
We were talking about Leeds last week.
Leeds owner tried to blame the fact he was wearing purple underwear or something ridiculous. Yeah,
no.
He was at number 7 or something. He sounds fucking nuts.
Interesting thing about the Championship is all three teams that got relegated from the Premiership, none of them won in the opening game.
Yeah, they all had quite hard games. Norwich were at Wolves. Fulham were at Ipswich. Who's the other one?
Great relegated. Result for Ipswich, though.
I went to the.
Knowledge is key, isn't it?
It was.
Let's go down. Cardiff drew with Blackburn.
They all had hard away games, didn't they? Let's be honest.
About Ipswich, we're talking about. I went to the Spurs South game at 5:30 on Saturday, and I'd asked my mate to go. My old man couldn't make it. Massive Ipswich fan that was meeting up with all the lads in London. Completely forgot that he'd agreed to go to the Spurs game. Good lad, didn't want to let me down. But we were talking about the magic of like technology nowadays and stuff, because he sat there watching the Spurs game with me, obviously with the Sky Go, because Ipswich was the 5:15 kickoff. So he's got his phone on his knee, keeping one eye on the Spurs game, one eye on the Ipswich games, so watch them both at the same time.
You know where you'll struggle to do that next season?
Manchester United.
Old Trafford, because they banned iPads. Good. I hate seeing someone at a football match with
fucking
iPad.
Who's bringing that? Do you know what I mean? That's ridiculous. Yeah. Getting out of gigs as well. An idiot standing there filming it on his iPad.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, that's it. But that's it, isn't it? They want to stop the large amounts of recording being done at the games.
Yeah,
that's what they're for all the.
Well, yeah. Plus, if you got some twat playing Angry Birds or something on his iPad, you know what I mean?
I think it was at QPR friend or something. They were sitting in the stand and they had an Xbox controller and they were pretending to control.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
That was my idea for a FIFA ad.
More of that.
My favourite thing I'd ever heard me take to a football match, my old boss at the Radio Times, he was a big Millwall fan, but he lived in West London. He used to take his kids to Fulham because it was a nice atmosphere.
Scum.
And he took his daughter, who was obsessed with dolphins, and she used to insist on taking a massive stuffed dolphin with her to the games, and she'd just sit there watching the game with her arm around this stuffed dolphin that practically took a seat in itself.
When you say stuffed dolphin, do you mean like a cuddly toy?
That would be good.
Why a small child with a giant dolphin, which was an actual dolphin,
like in a big tank with like formaldehyde.
Fucking swaddle the carrot.
Damien Hirst.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable. But further down, I mean, like I said, I've not really.
Because dolphins are more intelligent than the most Fulham fans as well.
Big result for Fleetwood. Really, really, really big result. They're up. So they've not been in League Two before, have they?
No.
Crew missed a penalty on that one as well.
Did they really?
Unscored.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
But
they'll get enough home results. It's bizarre, Fleetwood. It's basically a village in Blackpool.
Yeah.
Like 6-7 years ago, they were playing in like fucking pretty much a village league. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Very, very strange place.
But do you see that more and more these days? I mean, the one that always springs to mind to me was Gretna getting to the Scottish Premier League. I know Scotland's a different kind of fish, but Gretna's tiny. The only reason anyone goes there is to get fucking married. And they made it all the way.
Yeah, well,
Sustainable.
Crawley have done the same.
But Crawley's a bigger place, that's the difference.
They still get fuck all at home. They bankrolled it, they got to League One.
Oh, yeah.
Based on sort of 2,000-3,000. Oh, yeah. Then the owner said, right, and Aldershot as well, the same. When they got into League Two, their attendances were only 2,000 and they just couldn't sustain it because they didn't have that investment.
Well, the big ones like actually in Germany, Hoffenheim, who have been consistently for the last 6 or 7 years in the Bundesliga. But that's a village of 2,000 people, Hoffenheim. They're based slightly out of it, but. It's ridiculous, and it shows if you've got someone willing to bankroll your club. I mean, who knows? Fucking Northwich Vicks or whoever gets up there.
Just one thing about that one, attendances and stuff like that. You know, they were actually, it leads me on to the Premiership ticket price as well, but that's what Steve was saying for Ipswich, right? But a home game against.
Who's Steve?
That's right, one of my best mates, who I went to the Chelsea game with,
Played against Fulham.
He was, so for a. a home ticket in the Championship, I think it was 36 quid to go watch.
We're 26.
We're
a shit ground.
That's what I mean. And, is it, and that's
no,
why.
We're a great ground, but shit.
36 quid.
A lot of people would rather pay £26 to go to Brentford than
well, no, they would,
£22 to go and sit in a fucking identical bowl.
Yeah. But the thing is, that obviously, it's a 30,000 seat stadium. It's
what are they getting in there?
Is it between 10 and 15?
So we should just under 10.
They're like late teens, early 20s.
Right, that's what he said recently.
17,000 home.
Bear in mind, though,
opening day, though, you get the
inflation up. Fulham would have taken about 400. Most teams in the Championship would take a lot more.
Either way, it's shit.
It's not good enough for a 30,000.
No, not at all. And is it, you know, the highest ticket price for this coming weekend? Does anyone see this ticket price for?
Got to be Emirates, isn't it?
Fuck it, you'd have thought so, wouldn't you? West Ham.
Fuck.
West Ham.
Did they advertise this in the back of the metro?
Yeah, because I thought they advertised
their tickets. The top price is 75 quid a ticket. The lowest price is 55. Away fans are 55. Yeah, 50. The lowest ticket price was 55 quid to go to Upton Park.
Fuck you know.
And Hull Stoke, 16 quid.
How much is Burnley?
Burnley's 42 quid. Lowest price 40 quid.
Bearing in mind they are playing Chelsea though.
They are playing Chelsea.
So they'll have the category A games, category B games.
But this is, I mean, you're looking
at
something
like
that.
What's QPR charging?
QPR for the first home game, 50 quid or 25 quid the cheapest.
Right, so I'm amazed United's lowest price.
So that's
31.
Actually quite a big. Actually, QPR have got the biggest sort of the span swing between lowest and highest.
But I mean, looking at those sort of ticket prices, you know what? And it's only going up. No wonder you're getting.
Well, the fans going to march on the Premier League headquarters in a protest against it. So basically,
yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. That's not going to work. Do you know what will work? Don't go.
Yeah.
Don't fucking go.
That's exactly what me, Chris, and Dan.
Most people don't go either.
Yeah, but you always get some idiot from that seat. But that's the only way it's going to work.
It's the only way you could do it en masse.
Really?
The problem is you're always
physically stopping people going in.
Imagine.
Go to Man United.
Why is Chris not in his seat this week? Oh, he's in a protest. You're like, oh, that'll make a difference. The one geezer that I'm just not coming.
It's got to start from somewhere.
Well, that's it. You need to vote with your feet, but no one ever will, because you'll always have tourists willing to go to certain clubs. And even if it ended up where you only had four clubs set out on the ground, all they do is form some sort of Super League with Europe and...
There's cost cutting going all over the place.
Ticket prices. Only because this is relevant in something I read today. So the FA have come out and said, actually, you know, August friendly is always a tough fixture to sell tickets for. So we've got Norway, haven't we?
Yeah. But it's only a few days before the first qualifiers, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think Norway's on the Saturday and the qualifiers on the Wednesday.
It's early September this year, isn't it?
But tickets are cheaper than your average Premiership ticket.
How much, do you know?
30. I think you can go to the game for 30 quid, actually. You'll be up in the heavens, but 30 quid.
I mean, 30,
England.
30 quid to watch a load of people who don't want to be there win 1-0 over Norway.
And actually, on that...
somehow Jermaine Defoe will score the winner, even though he's not there.
Hodgson's gone and said that it's literally between Lampard and Rooney, which means Rooney's going to be captain.
It's weird seeing Lampard in that Man City shirt, isn't it?
It is weird.
It just doesn't look right.
But did Hodgson name Rooney by name?
I thought he said it's between Rooney and Lampard.
He came out and said it would be very difficult to give it to Lampard because he won't be playing at the
But he's already mentioned Rooney as the other lead candidate for the captaincy.
But then Rooney's just got the United captain.
Rooney was captain the other day,
wasn't
he?
Yeah.
So, Charity Shield, who watched that?
I've seen the gold, and can I just ask, why has more not been made about Aaron Ramsey's touch before that second half? A lot of D.
He had a really, really good game.
Exquisite.
I have to say, you know, Arsenal have shown that they're ready to start the season properly this season. City have shown their couple of weeks shy of being ready as a team.
Neither of them started their first team, though.
German's missing from Arsenal. The City were way off the pace.
Arsenal started Sonogo. I looked at the lineup.
He had a really, really good Emirates Cup
But it wasn't the first. Like neither team had their first teams out. But either way, City still fucking. City still lost 3-0.
Well, Arsenal just played the game in a really, really good tempo.
What disappointed me was the start. City started Dedric Boyata, and if you look at Wikipedia, his goal scoring record last season was amazing, but he started him in defence.
If you haven't seen the Twitter feed from the podcast, then you won't get that joke.
56 goals in 4 games.
55 goals in 4 games last season, Dedric Boyata.
That went under the radar.
Why he didn't go to the World Cup is beyond me.
No idea. Yeah.
Strange.
Foolish.
Well, but fair play to Arsenal. I mean, it's easy to turn around and say with these things, though, it's only a friendly. If Arsenal had lost, people would be saying Arsenal are shit.
Yeah.
If Arsenal,
I'm not getting Arsenal lost against Palace. I really
would. So would I. But I wouldn't.
So funny.
Is that your first game?
Yeah.
Where is it? At home?
Emirates.
Nothing to gain from that, though. They win 6-0, 5-0. Well, they're Arsenal and they're Palace. Palace will go there. Absolutely nothing to lose. I'd love it if Pulis did a job on them. I would find it genuinely hilarious.
Well, actually, on talking about the opening games, I think City are going to find it tough against Newcastle.
He's already playing it down. He's already said they're not ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what he said off the back of the Charity Shield. But Pardew's brought in some pretty good replacements for the people that he's lost in the last couple of in the last 6 months. The
thing is, I don't understand really why Man City are saying that they're not ready. Like, they've been playing in that Champions Cup. They've had like
that Champions Cup meant something.
But they've been playing against like the most competitive teams, and they've got. I don't quite understand what. It's not like they've had a shit pre-season.
They need to sign players.
Done the majority of their business quite soon.
Jovetic. Look, I don't know. I didn't see how he played quite well.
He had a very good pre-season. He looked more lively. than what the rest of them looked against Arsenal.
Who's the defender that they finally signed now as well?
Mangala.
Not the third most expensive defender in the world.
£31.9 million.
And he didn't even get into the France team at the World Cup.
He didn't even get a sniff, did he? Did
play a minute, yeah.
Mm. Well, nor did Varane, though. Varane's, you know, going to play next to Ramos.
Mangala actually didn't play a game.
No, he didn't play a single minute.
Go back to Newcastle, tenuous link. Old Ashley is cutting his purse strings even more. He's banned any of the Newcastle backroom staff from their family complimentary tickets, including the assistant manager, the city guy, like everyone.
Anyone down to the kit man.
It might even include Pardew as well. So that they used to get like two or four complimentary tickets.
I don't think
tickets.
Pardew, no one's going to take his tickets anyway. His wife definitely ain't, is she?
His four mistresses will probably turn up.
Yeah.
But out of all is that?
Do you remember Robbie Earle at the World Cup? Not the World Cup.
In 2010.
Robbie Earle's like, he's not been on anything since then.
He used to get quite good.
Suddenly another Dutchman's turn up with his tickets and he's nowhere. And it probably wasn't his fault.
He wasn't even that bad as a pundit either. Now we've got Phil Neville. I mean, fuck so.
Going back to that on the backroom staff, is there a better job in the world than being kitman for a football team? In terms of something that's attainable, obviously footballer.
Sure, there's better
unless you forget the kit.
Yeah, but then you're just not very good at your job.
In cricket, there's a guy called Uncle something that follows Sri Lanka around, and he's paid by the Sri Lankan bank, the national bank, just to follow the cricketers go around. So he doesn't even have a job. He's a kit man, but he doesn't actually do anything. So they pay for him to go all around the world.
He's basically a mascot.
Uncle what?
Sponsored mascot.
I can give you his name because I was talking with two Sri Lankans about him last night.
So he just goes around.
He's about 86. He's retiring after the Cricket World Cup.
I like him already.
I think he started going to every single game or something like that. And after that, they started.
A bit like Mr. Portsmouth or someone like that.
Uncle Percy. In fact, you look a bit like
Uncle Percy.
There's your cover photo. You've got Uncle Percy and get your face alongside it.
Yeah. So, we're talking about tickets as well.
Dolphin.
Did you see that Gareth Bale left two tickets on a statue outside the ground last night and put
them? Did you know what happened to him?
They were fine.
No, a disabled fella got pushed out of his wheelchair trying to get him off the fountain.
But that's what I was going to say. How dangerous is that, though? Imagine the pool.
Like a turtle, we couldn't get back up.
Imagine, did anyone find him? Yeah, two young lads got there first. But imagine if, like, there could have been a full-on brawl. It'd be, like, just a little bit... little bit.
Then again, it was only the Super Cup.
Yeah.
So.
But it was in Cardiff.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could have been a full-on brawl.
Welsh people genuinely think that they won the Champions League last season. And the FA Cup was a Ramsey. Like, they genuinely, like, I've never seen anything like it.
It's a bit like that time Liverpool beat Germany 5-1.
Yeah, but no, but the Welsh people actually, like, they didn't just say, like, oh, yeah, we won the Champions League. They felt like they actually won it. They felt like they actually won it, and the FA Cup.
They haven't got a lot to hold on for, have they?
Well, exactly. They ain't going to get to a fucking...
Talking about that England-Germany result, so Gerrard's come out and said that his best ever England memory...
Can we never talk about England again, ever?
You're the mug that went to Brazil, wasn't
it? Yeah, I went to Brazil.
To support England?
Well, no, I didn't go to support England. No, I didn't.
Well, you went to the England games.
You played for the England games. I went to neutral games as well. Would have been there if England weren't there, for sure.
So, anyway... We'll go back to what I was saying.
No, let's talk about the captaincy. No one cares about the captaincy, Andy Franks. No one.
I'm not talking about captaincy. I'm saying that he said the highlight of his England career was Germany 1, England 5.
Yeah.
And
that's a shock.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, what is your point?
He actually enjoyed that Croatia game.
Just stamped down the fact that he had such an unfulfilled career. And
yeah, but we beat the Germans 5-1.
Yeah, but what you're saying about Gerrard, what was he, 19, 20 then?
And how old is he now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
34,
that's what you're saying.
34, 35. And it happened that many years. How many years ago was it?
13 years. How often in years have anyone humped Germany 5-1?
Oh, absolutely.
So I think I can understand, to be honest, for me, I can understand what that's like. Yeah. Because you look back at the results over the last 40, 50, 60 years, whatever it is. When was the last time?
But it doesn't mean anything, does it? And it's this unfulfilled bloody English generation.
Before we get too depressed.
Oh, no, let's talk about the unfulfilled English generation. That's what I'd like to talk about.
Before we get too depressed about the golden generation. The golden shower. That is a better way to sum up.
We
do have the Premier League for this weekend and a few predictions because we always do our predictions.
Just quickly, because we haven't talked about League Two.
Oh, we haven't? No, go on.
Cambridge and Luton.
Welcome back
into the league, and they both got wins. Luton away at Carlisle, and they took quite a few there. Bear in mind, that's a fucking 600, 700 mile round journey.
Yeah, that's a trip.
And Cambridge attracted 6,000 people, but
Plymouth would have taken as many as they gave as well.
Yeah,
but
I've just read that, but Cambridge also got the first penalty of the season and missed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there you go. But it is the Premier League. We always do a few predictions in advance of the season. Normally we all get them wrong.
Does anyone know who the TV games are, by the way?
TV, so you've got United Swansea lunchtime on BT.
Arsenal
Palace is the 5:30.
That's on Sky.
Then you've got Liverpool Southampton, followed by City Newcastle.
Oh, that's good. That's
and, Monday night as well.
And then Monday night is
Burnley
Chelsea.
This weekend.
That's at St James's, isn't it? The Newcastle game.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's quite good then. That's a good thing.
That's quite good.
That's a lot of fucking games as well for one weekend. Yeah. Then we get sport with five.
Well, you're going to get a lot this season. They're just ramping up like mad, aren't they?
Sky Sports 5 as well, so we've got all the European stuff.
Well, they've got, what have they got on there now? The
everything. Anything European.
But what they've got a new league as well. Is it the Eredivisie they've got on there?
Eredivisie.
Dutch league. Yes. They haven't talked about for about 8 years, but now it's
Now it's a massive.
Chris
can't wait until it's NAC Breda versus Go Ahead Eagles.
Yeah, no, they had Ericsson doing a big spiel about it because for the new launch of the Underbit.
It'd be interesting to see a bit more Ajax and PSV.
Sven.
unfortunately not.
Watch that.
Unfortunately not, Christian.
All right, then, Premier League, the obvious place to start. Who's going to win it this season?
Can't look past
Rihanna's Liverpool.
Yeah.
Rihanna's Liverpool, if Rihanna does buy them.
Can't look past City.
Is that a genuine prediction that Liverpool will win the league?
I'm just getting a chance opportunity to say that what the fuck. No, if that rumour's actually true that Rihanna wants to buy Liverpool, that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, but she probably says that about loads of shit. She probably sees a car or a monster truck or a house. I want to buy that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but she could.
Yeah,
but no, she couldn't buy Liverpool. She does not have the 800 million plus extra investment money required. She could be part of the consortium.
Galatians didn't have fuck all money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon she's got a couple of quid as well, old Rihanna.
Yeah,
if you're going to invest in a
probably
Premier
more
League
idea.
Club, go Liverpool.
All right, which one then?
Arsenal.
Well, yeah, profit. Nah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Nah.
Coming from the Arsenal fan.
Well, no, but yeah, but then look at the stats.
No, but yeah, if you're going to invest in a club, I would invest in Newcastle. Because it's a big city with a big ground already.
And you'd be an absolute saviour for kicking Ashley out.
I'd invest in Sheffield Wednesday.
I'd invest in West Ham. Get them back into the Premier League. I'd take West Ham. Not those two idiots off the perch, and wait until they move into Wembley, the Olympic Stadium.
And get Curran Brady selling hot dogs.
Yeah, actually.
Dancing for me.
Yeah, in a bikini.
No, maybe not so much that.
Not in a bikini, no, I just meant like dance, monkey dance.
Just make it eat maybe in a hot dogs all day.
Maybe in a monkey suit.
But okay, so we've got Manchester City from you. I personally think Chelsea this season, as much as I'd love to say United, I think it's too early. Chelsea, I think they've bought well, although I do think we've got a question later. I think Diego Costa's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah,
she's gold over that.
I've been saying that, but apparently he's doing well. He's scored two last night, danced around about
eight people and fired it into the bottom left hand corner.
Yeah, well Wilfred Zaha had a good pre-season last year.
Doing the samba.
I just don't think. I think he's got a bit of a temperament, Costa.
Oh, mate, he's a fucking arsehole. Yeah. I want to find out who his number one nemesis will be. Because it was Pepe in the league.
Yeah.
Like, the two of them, whenever, like, the El Clasico game. I'm just intrigued to find out who will be his number one nemesis over the course of the season.
If you look at before last season as well, he's got a shit goal scoring record. He had a great year last year, scored 35 goals. Before that, I don't think he'd ever scored over 20.
No, we've covered that.
No, but I didn't really know who he was. Chelsea do
right. They signed big name strikers.
Yeah.
And Torres has done all right. Shevchenko did quite well.
Yeah.
Crespo. Adrian Mutu.
Yeah.
They generally do okay with this.
Good job, though. Good job they brought Drogba back. Good job they brought Drogba back, though, for another year.
He's injured that.
Four months out. Yeah. 4 months out. Yeah.
So,
where's
that going to
back
Arsenal?
He's been.
You think Arsenal win the league?
I think they're going to win the league, yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
I hope they do, actually. I'd love to see Arsenal win the league.
I fucking love it, too.
Yeah. Well, we only strengthened our squad from last season, and I think we'll do it.
I think you've
strengthened it enough.
No, we need another centre back for now, but I think we're right up.
Do you need a better striker?
No, you do need a better striker. No. How can you just go with Sonogo and Giroud?
No, Walcott is going to be paid as a striker, isn't he?
Yeah. He did all right.
That reminds me, actually, one of the waiters in Bali told me that England should be as good as the top level, Brazil, Spain, Argentina, etc., because we have top level players like Rooney, Walcott, and Welbeck.
Welbeck?
Yeah. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
He did say that.
I had another bloke tell me his favourite player in the world was Nani, but
the
there
fact
you go.
That Welbeck's only a 78 on FIFA just says it all, really, for me.
Yeah.
So, Tottenham, are they going to win the league?
No.
Who is?
We're talking about who's going to win the league.
Yeah. So, who is?
City. I think so, especially if Jovetic plays the way he's been playing in pre-season. I've seen quite a lot of their pre-season
stuff. And if Mangala fulfills the potential he's being sort of talked about, you know, him and company, if Mangala is as good as they're saying, worth 30 million.
Demichelis let him down a lot last year.
As long as
they wish Yaya Toure a happy birthday, and everything will be alright.
Well, speaking of happy birthdays, today it's the birthday of Alan Shearer and Nico Cranchard. Alex, I can never remember, the lad from Fulham, Kalinichik or whatever he's got, and Lucas Moura. Happy birthday to them.
Someone tweeted a photo of Nico Cranchard from like 2010, 2012, 2011, something like that. No, it's the most handsome Panini sticker you've ever seen in your life. He literally looks movie star. It's the most handsome Panini sticker you'll ever look. Looks like a dreamboat. It's the long hair, slightly flowing.
They had a fan blowing.
I think they definitely had a fan. Definitely had a fan.
All right then, who's going to join them in the Champions League? Whoever you've said he's going to win.
I think Liverpool miss out. The Premier League winners will be from London, so Chelsea or Arsenal. I think Spurs will be in the top four.
Really?
Woo!
Big
is
shout.
That's the one, yeah.
No.
Big shout. Okay, who'll take the other spot?
United.
City.
See, I would say personally, after Chelsea, in no particular order, probably United, Arsenal, and City for the Champions League places. I think Liverpool
going to
miss Suarez, and I think the extra demands of Europe. Yes, they've bought in a few extra
bodies.
Isn't it
good though? Now that you've got Liverpool that might actually do something, Spurs with a manager that could actually build something. Suddenly,
Everton have got Lukaku and Ross Barkley. Even though. You see the prankster that actually managed to get through to Bill Kenwright pretending to be Ross Barkley, saying he wanted to talk about a transfer.
It's
good. He got a little 3-minute clip. He generally got through to someone else on hold. Eventually got through to Bill Kenwright and was like, and tried to convince
you wouldn't,
him.
No one would be shocked this season if Everton were in the top four come Christmas, or if Spurs were in. I wouldn't be shocked if Spurs were in the top two come Christmas. with the impact that that manager could make, if he gets it right,
and they
get behind him.
Well, mate, if Soldado actually starts banging him in like he did in La Liga.
Plus, Lamella, if he can get the best out of the signings that they made last season.
Lamella's almost like a new signing.
And he said, he's come out and said, I was shit, which I like. Personally, I should have said, right, I was shit, you see better from me. Pochettino's now come out and said, I like what I'm seeing, I think you're going to see a better Soldado and a better. I wouldn't be surprised. Look, they might not necessarily do it, but I can see him being
in the
top two.
But Liverpool,
not at the end of the season, maybe, Christmas.
I think Newcastle are going to be a lot stronger this year as well.
Well, they've lost Shola Ranmaiobi, so.
That's a shame.
Well, Shola Ranmaiobi, he's joined the second division Turkish side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did you see their tweet?
Yeah.
They just tweeted a picture of him in the shirt with just Shola Ranmaiobi. Nothing else, like introducing our new signing, just Shola Ranmaiobi in a picture of Shola Ranmaiobi in their shirt.
Going back to Liverpool, no, it's fine, because Suarez is still there. I realise this is visual, but there is a still. This was this weekend just gone.
I saw on Monday they've taken him down now.
Have they now taken him down? I mean, this is a home friendly. Don't wind up the fans by leaving it up, but take it down before the home friendly, for fuck's sake. Anyway, he's still there.
There you go. But
you mentioned Celtic being reinstated into the Champions League.
Big Tom's not here. That's normally what he said. Yeah.
That deserves a little tip.
One of the biggest topics of last week, though.
And also, was it Legia Warsaw?
Yeah, it was very, very tasteful in the way that they.
I liked that. I like the.
It's emotional blackmail, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that was brilliant. And also, so I'm talking to Tom, 50% of his mates don't want to be in the Champions League. They're like, can't believe we've got absolutely.
It'd be a bit embarrassing.
And we're now in there.
Although, how lucky are they to get Maribor? Who Spurs played a couple of years ago in the Open Cup. They've actually got a fucking good chance. They've missed out getting through.
But I tell you what, all the big guns, Leverkusen,
everyone,
Bilbao,
Maribor are there, Slovakian, aren't they?
Yeah.
We drew 1-1 away and beat 3-1 at home in the Europa League 2 seasons ago. Yeah, no mugs at all. But as opportunities go, fuck me, it's a great chance.
When you could have ended up with someone certainly on. And the worst thing, Celtic fucking ended up as a siege because they replaced Warsaw. Yeah. So they would have been a seed anyway. But
Fraser Foster, Southampton, big play for them.
Well,
fucking great for them. But where the fuck are they paying $12 million for Shane Long?
Because they're desperate. Goals. And that brings on nicely. Who thinks we get relegated? So I fancy Southampton to go down.
Can I just show you this really quickly before? I really hope this isn't show job. But is this the greatest sacrilege you've ever seen in your entire life? Geezer. Is it an absolute sacrilege? I'm showing the boys a picture of a geezer. He's got some three core lengths on with a Liverpool tattoo on his calf.
Yeah.
But now apparently he supports the Man City's double winning team of 2014.
He's got to be a moron, haven't you?
I mean, what a fucking scum.
He obviously came bottom of his fantasy football league, didn't he? And that's the forfeit.
What, the shirt or
something like that?
You would hope so. But no, I think he's.
But he's wearing a blue jumper as well. He's wearing the fucking colour jumper as well.
He's an idiot. But yeah, relegate. I fancy Southampton to go down along with Burnley and West Brom.
Yeah, I think West Brom are going to find it tough. Big time.
I think West Ham might struggle without a striker, without any strikers at the moment.
Potentially. They're bidding less right and centre.
Yeah, they've got two Argentinians who are obviously proven in the Premier League, but they're goal scorers.
Well, to be fair, Mauro Zerati was at Birmingham and did a very good job there a few years ago.
Yeah, West Brom are going to struggle.
I've got loads of pictures today. Sorry, I know they're all visual. Ravel Morrison on his own.
Ravel?
On his own Instagram feed, him in an Arsenal shirt. Don't do that, Ravel. You're a West Ham player. What the fuck are you doing? Posing.
I've read about that.
Fucking. I mean, the geezer's an idiot.
Bit silly, isn't it?
The geezer's a fucking idiot. So the other one I've got, just really quickly on West Ham, is Diego Poyet.
Yeah.
Young lad, new signing, exciting. Gus's son. He tweeted. I think it was February 2012. Might come back to haunt him. Stuart Downing, one of his new teammates. Stuart Downing is one of the worst players I've ever seen in a Liverpool shirt. Any chance of keeping the ball just once?
£20 million he cost Liverpool.
Good luck, I know. Yeah. Good luck. That he's going to turn around. So, Diego, how was that tweet you were saying about
him?
When
he sits next to him on the bus.
Yeah.
Dear. Anyone else for teams to get relegated, though?
It's a hard one, because I think there's a legitimate case to say all three teams could stay up.
Yeah.
Burnley will win games at home.
Yes.
And I think they could win enough games at home to stay up. Leicester, I think, are set up to become a mid-table Premier League team.
Let's see.
And QPR under Redknapp, the signings they've made.
Oh, hang on, Hoddle's gone in there as well.
Has he accepted the...
Yeah, I saw him. So he's gone in apparently...
Playing 3-5-2, the centre-backs they've got...
Well...
Ferdinand, Anua and...
Dunker. And Dunn.
No, Dunn won't play, but yeah.
He's free, have they? If they get that right with a three-back centre-back partnership... Obviously, some teams will combat that and they'll play one up front against them and then they're fucked because they've got three centre defenders wasting their time against one striker. But, and again, with their home form, I can see
them. No, but he said that, you know, that they view Ferdinand as the ideal sweeper. So, you know, a position which is making a bit of a.
There with the two, I can see him being quite.
Sweeper's very much a free position if you're only playing against one striker.
But then you don't see Harry Redknapp's team as being particularly sharp at the back, so.
No. Yeah, but Hoddle, you would. And that's the whole thing. They brought Hoddle in because he does know about how to roll out the 3-5-2. He's done it at a lot of different clubs, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But other than that, Hull, especially with their European commitments.
Aston Villa?
Could struggle.
I think Villa will be all right. I think they'll be all right. You know, they've had the season where they've bedded all the younger players in. They brought in some
Benteke.
Pretty good
players. It's Benteke, isn't it? If he scores.
Swansea could have a tough season.
Right. Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, Monk had the end of last season. Yeah.
They've got Fabianski this season as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. There could be in trouble about Michael Vorm. You tricked to have gone to FIFA over the Vorm sale to Spurs. Something about that.
Because he was put down as being free as part of the deal, but actually, they reckon it was money against it.
Just diving in really quickly again, and I think this has got to be the show photo. Because it was actually Us Versus Them, who is one of the, sort of the Mirror spin-off sites, noticed this from Derby County's kit launch the other day. Derby County defender Richard Keogh, look how scared this man is in the kit launch.
It's my God.
Wow.
He's either just shat himself,
or
he's realised
he's woken up,
or he's left the back door open, or his missus has realised that he's left his mistress's underwear.
That is a shit shirt sponsor, though, isn't it? Justin.
That is terrible.
That's the best photo shoot they could do.
Look at how terrified is that man?
The fact that he makes Will Hughes look like not the weirdest man in any photo.
Like a young Boris Johnson.
It's one of my favourite photos.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, we are running a bit close on the time.
I just want to say, before you go, the last thing is, you know how much I love Zlatan?
Yes.
And like I needed to love him even more.
Scored a brace at the weekend, didn't he?
He did, but that's not why I love him, man. The reason I love him is because he is given £30,000 to the Swedish Learning Difficulties team so that they can go to the World Cup. He said, football should be played by anyone regardless of gender, disability or not. He said, when we missed the World Cup, I was really disappointed. So when I heard about the team, I said to myself that I wanted to do everything in my power to help them experience the World Cup. There was nothing to think about. It was a given. But he was just, because the assistant manager of the team apparently contacted him and said, any chance of a shirt that we could auction? And again, a direct quote, what the hell are you going with a jersey? What does it cost to go? When we said it needed 350,000 kroner, £30,000, he asked for the account number and deposited it, and that was it.
Fair play to him.
I think that is fucking brilliant.
Fair play to Slav.
Keep banging him in as well, son.
I fucking love him.
One question for you then on the Premier League to round up, and we have a review which I'll read out.
Got a review?
We've got a review.
Who did it?
One question. I'll tell you in a minute.
Mrs. Coxon.
No, please. She's
already done loads.
Doesn't mention me. Oh, God, she'd give us one star. What would you like to see differently in the Premier League this season? Just one thing, anything whatsoever, what would you like to see differently?
I really, really wish. I just wish we had that magic spray. We've got a magic spray!
We've got a magic spray! Anything else? I would personally like to see less... I would like to see more punishment for shirt pulling and less protection for goalkeepers in the penalty area.
More tits.
I want more tits. Diving.
No,
more to talk about.
More punishment.
More racism incidents.
More diving.
No, I agree. On that sort of the magic spray, the shirt pulling and the interfering in the box.
Yeah,
I realise because I know there should be a little bit of rough and tumble. Fair enough. Like you've got to do that a bit to get away from your man. But any sort of like wrapping arms around someone, I'd love to see that.
Even if it was an indirect free kick, I'd like to see it stamped 100%. Out. But then, okay, the review to finish up with, it's four stars.
Four?
Out of
less
five,
than our usual well, five.
Four?
Still okay.
Who the fuck is this chap?
This could actually be a real review then.
Yeah, this is from Mickey JD, who says it's a decent show.
Mickey.
He says, worth a listen after you've listened to your weekly dose of Football Weekly and The Ramble. Winky emoticon.
Bastard.
And then he says, and I think he's a bastard now, Dan, he says, Dan doesn't know the meaning of the word literally.
Right.
Dan is literally fuming.
Anyway,
right.
Let's have a few more notes coming in.
I have talked about this before, and it infuriates me that you can now use the term literally in the sense that's not literal. Yeah. Look it up in the fucking English dictionary. Yeah.
Okay, then, Dan is literally starting to cry, so... we're going to literally end the show right now. You know the usual. Follow us on Twitter at Football Pubcast, footballpubcast.tumblr.com, we're on facebook.com/thefootballpubcast.
And whatever your name was, read the fucking dictionary.
Mickey J. Another review, please.
Premier League starts this weekend. You've got football up and down the country. Make sure you go and watch some.
Yeah,
and have a good time.
Bye.